USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Despite the show of force, the Russian military has not been successful in taking Ukraine. It has lost hundreds of tanks, and its death toll is on pace to outstrip the country's previous military campaigns. Former NATO commander Wesley Clark telling the CBC in Canada that Russian President Vladimir Putin is fighting for his life.
Mr. Putin must be dying inside. This wasn't at all what he planned. He thought he was going to sweep in 3 days. He probably bragged to Xi that how great his military was, and he's going to look like a poor country cousin of China if he keeps this up.
Officials are investigating the crash of an Osprey aircraft during a NATO exercise. Four American Marines were aboard the aircraft when it went down in a Norwegian town in the Arctic Circle. The incident and the exercise is not related to the war in Ukraine. Wall Street ended the week with a rally. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Your credit report is about to improve as credit bureaus remove medical debt.
Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian announced nearly 70% of medical debt on U.S. consumers' reports will be removed. It was also announced that medical debts less than $500 will no longer be added to credit reports starting in 2023. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Dean of the U.S. House of Representatives has died. Alaska Congressman Don Young earned that title because he was the longest-serving member of the lower house. He was first sworn in 49 years ago. His office said that the 88-year-old Republican passed away as he was heading home to Alaska. He's survived by his wife, two daughters from his first marriage, and a host of grandchildren. Health authorities in China reported its first two COVID-19 deaths since January of last year. The two mortalities occurred in elderly patients with underlying health conditions, according to an official. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, she's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
With hearings drawing close, the first black woman nominated as the Supreme Court Justice is getting ready.
SCOTUS nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is preparing for the questions. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
She, which won't surprise anyone, started studying and practicing and preparing as soon as she was nominated to serve on the Supreme Court. And that process has obviously picked over for the last couple of days. And so our team will be closely watching and monitoring the hearings next week. I'm sure we'll be responding to the inevitable doses of misinformation that travel out as well.
From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
A well-known popular sportscaster has died.
Longtime NFL journalist John Clayton died Friday following a short illness. He was 67. The Seattle Seahawks announced the death for Clayton's family in a statement. Clayton worked for the team in recent years as a sideline reporter on radio broadcasts. Nicknamed the Professor, Clayton spent more than two decades covering the Pittsburgh Steelers for the Pittsburgh Press and the Seattle Seahawks for the News Tribune in Tacoma. Clayton moved to ESPN in 1995, becoming one of the lead NFL writers for the company. Clayton appeared on TV and radio for ESPN and worked at the company for more than 20 years. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the economy is strong enough to withstand an interest rate hike. Listen to us anytime at our website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.